I'm Vivian Westwood. I'm an activist. I'm really proud to be an activist. I'm also a fashion designer. It's impossible to know who to vote for because all the parties, the main parties, are exactly the same. We don't have democracy. It's so important that people demonstrate. I think the social media is really important. It tells me that young people care about things. They should all be here. We want to just build and build. Opposite, we have to fight governments because governments are doing everything to destroy the world and everything that's anti-people, and we can't vote for any of the people in the main parties because they're all the same. We don't have democracy.
When do we want it? Now! What do we want? Action! When do we want it? Now!
It's a known fact that the agribusiness, factory farming, is the major singular cause of climate change, of every environmental destructive practice, water shortage, land use, just every environmental problem, rainforest destruction, is the main cause is due to animal farming. And this is something that's being ignored by all, even environmental organisations. So this is what I wanted to bring attention to today, was that it cannot be ignored anymore. It is part of the solution, as well as clean energy. We have to face this as well and address it.
And why is it not a central aspect of the argument? Is there a reason, in your opinion?
I think it's based on fear. Fear to address it because the industry is so powerful, and also because a lot of people, most people eat meat at the end of the day, and so so-called environmentalists too.
When do we want it? Now! What do we want? Action! When do we want it? Now!
Our governments need to think about nature and about the planet, not only about money and capitalism, which is destroying our world, destroying the nature, destroying the future of our children. Don't frack the land. Don't destroy the rivers. Don't destroy the trees. They are the future for our children. And we want nature for our future. We don't want a desert for the future.
Have you personal experience of seeing how your life has been changed and compromised by environmental disaster?
Yes, I have seen, and also I have listened from my friends, rivers which were so clean before to swim, to drink water from the rivers about 30 years ago, and also nature, so many birds, so many animals, now they have been lost. The rivers are polluted. You cannot swim in those rivers. You cannot drink that water. Why? Because our governments and big corporations are together destroying our world. We are not going to live in the future drinking petrol and eating money. We need stability, health, and beautiful nature, clean nature.
How, in the friendliest possible way, are we going to be carbon free by 2030? Let's make a plan.
You have to join in, because if you don't, we're over, really.
Emma Thompson, this is about people power. Why is it so important that people speak with one voice on this?
Because we're the only thing that's more powerful than the vested interest in the continuing burning of fossil fuels. You have to understand that there's trillions, what people see as trillions of dollars trapped under the Earth's crust. And that has to stay where it is. That's what has to happen. Whatever's in the Earth has to stay in the Earth.
Use your pedals. Use your legs. Turn your engines off.
How do we begin to change the model under which we live and get the politicians to take many of the people that are out here today seriously?
Changing the governments, changing the systems, listening to the scientists, listening to the people and the needs of the people. Corporations only use their money and people use their ideas. And people stick together. They need each other. Corporations, they only need people to make profit.
People often think that campaigning doesn't make any difference and to protest doesn't make any difference. The world is a far, far better place than it ever used to be because of popular protest. And because the powers don't want people to think that they have any power or they have any influence, like I said in the media, they downplay it, they don't represent it, or they give the impression that protests are dangerous and you like to be arrested and there's trouble. What they're trying to do is they're trying to deter people from getting involved, because they know that when people get together and campaign on an issue, then it does have an influence, it does sway them. But they are hoping that the people keep quiet and let them carry on with business as usual, and it's up to us to make sure that they don't, and they change it for us and not for their needs.